Welcome to AT&T. Para español, oprima el ocho. Calls recorded for quality. Thanks for being a part of AT&T. As a valued customer, you are now a part of AT&T Thanks. How can I help you today?
Hello? I need to talk to somebody about my account.
Are you calling for billing, for tech support, or to make a payment? Or if something else, just tell me what you need.
Manage devices.
I can help you change your plan. Are you calling about the wireless number 513-435-1881?
Yes.
I've sent you a free text message with a link to a page that will direct you to the My AT&T app. There you can see your usage and compare pricing and plan details. Would you like me to guide you through this process now?
No. No. I just need to talk to somebody, please.
Chat agents can help with your wireless questions right now. Instead of waiting for a voice agent, you can chat in your My AT&T application. Would you like me to send you a text message to start chatting?
No.
One moment while I connect you to one of our representatives.
Thank you so much for calling AT&T. My name is Carolyn. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Carolyn. This is Mike Soule, S-O-U-L-E.
All right. Mr. Mike, how are you today?
I'm not bad.
That's good. How can I help you?
I'm just doing a little house cleaning on my account. I've got two devices that we haven't used in years, so no sense in paying for them if we're not going to use them.
Right. All right, so you want to cancel two of your devices?
Yes.
Are they phones or are they tablets? What are they?
One is a phone and one is a tablet.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I have to get you over to our customer loyalty department so that they can cancel that devices. Now, I'm going to check and see about the tablet because it has to be on there for 2 years, but I just want to make sure that it's 2 years have passed.
Okay.
What's the passcode, Mr. Mike?
7490.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. So I'm just waiting on your account to pull it up.
Okay. Now, if we cancel the tablet, I mean, all my stuff will still be there, though, wouldn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. What's
the tablet line? Because you have a Galaxy Tab 4, and then you have a Tab E. Which tablet are you trying to cancel?
Oh, Lord. One of them is my wife's, and if I turn off the wrong one.
You're going to be in trouble.
Okay, let me check, because the one I need to turn off is the white one. So I think that's okay. It's the older one, whichever one the older one is.
Let me see if I can determine. The Tab E is, this one was.
Lord, please let me turn off the right one.
2015 was this one. It's a Tab 4. Let's see what the other one. Tab E was 2017, so it's a.
Okay.
This is the one that was in 2015.
Yeah.
Should be the line ending in 1344.
Yep, because when I pull it up, it's the white one, but if I go to the other one, it's the black one. So, yeah, it's the one ending in 1344.
And then what's the phone line you want to cancel?
That one ending in 9017.
iPhone 5S?
I'm sorry?
iPhone 5S?
Yes, please.
Okay. So let's take a look at the tablet, make sure it's done. Oh, yeah, you're good. That one's good. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to our customer loyalty department so they can go ahead and get both of those lines counted for you.
Okay, perfect.
Now, before I transfer you, who do you guys have for TV and internet?
We've got Spectrum for internet and Dish for TV.
Why not DirecTV? That way you can have one bill for DirecTV and internet.
No, we're happy with our Dish. Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
I appreciate that though.
Uh-huh. No problem at all. So hold on 1 second. Okay, before I transfer you, do you have any other issues or concerns?
Not at this time, I don't think.
All right. Again, thank you so much for choosing AT&T. My name is Carolyn. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Talk to us about our...
Thank you for calling AT&T. This is John. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, John. This is Mike Soule, S-O-U-L-E.
Mm-hmm. All right, and do you have the phone number or account number?
The ones I want to do. Let's see. Yeah, because the ones I need to turn off are 513-649-1344.
All right, so let me just pull it up. And now, Michael, do you have the passcode on the account? I'm still waiting for the account to be pulled up.
7490.
And if I get this one correctly, you were calling in today because you wanted to... remove a line on the account, and that is the 1344.
Actually, I'm going to remove two lines.
Two lines. What are the other numbers?
Let's see. Okay. All right, the 1344, and the other one ending in 9017.
All right. But if you don't mind me asking, what seems to be the reason that you wanted to cancel those two lines?
The reason is, one, because we've got another tablet, and we don't use this one anymore. And on the other one, that was my daughter's phone, and then she went and got her own plan and her own line and everything. So.
I see. So the line of your daughter, that is going to be the, let me just make sure, the 9017?
Correct.
I see. So don't she have any plans to retain the numbers here? Because we can also process a transfer billing.
It's been years since she's done it. So I've just been hanging on to it just in case. So, I mean, I can always turn one back on, can't I? If I need one, I can always go and get one.
Basically, sir, if you wanted to keep the number once it will be canceled, there is no way that we can
I don't want to keep the number. I don't really care about the number. But if I turn it off, and then 3 months from now, I need another one. I mean, I'm sure we can get another one.
Yes.
Right.
That will be doable.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna have it take an effect immediately for today, correct?
That's fine.
Okay. So let me go ahead and have this one be processed. This will just going to take 1 to 2 minutes. Please hold on, Michael.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, Michael. I'm almost done in here. Just one more minute, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. So, Michael, I thank you so much for your patience and waiting. I'm really so sorry for that long hold. So I already managed to make the cancellation for you for the 1344 and for the 9017.
Okay.
So moving forward, I'm having three lines in the account. Your overall total monthly rate before taxes and installment, that is going to be, let me just make sure for you.
Yeah, I noticed, I was just sitting here looking at my bill online. I noticed that 1344 tablet, which we haven't used in probably at least a year, the bill on that particular one went up $5 from the previous month.
So, $5.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
I'm actually going to look that up after I provide this information to you, okay? So before, your overall monthly rate is $165 for all of your lines, but since we canceled two lines, it will going to go down to $140, okay, monthly rate. So since there were already two lines that has been removed in your account, and I can also see here that you're only using minimal usage of your data, if you wanted to get more savings, I highly actually do suggest, since we're also having here that 12 gigabytes, you can also get a savings for this one, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check how much would it be. Just a second, where is it? So from 140, we can actually manage to lowered it down to 115, and that will be an extra $25 savings moving forward. 12 gigabytes mobile share value.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what if I go over 12 gigabytes?
Basically, since our plan in here right now is already having a feature that if ever that you're going to reach that 12 gigabytes, there will be no overages since it will just going to slow down the internet. So
oh,
you say in this plan, no overages is going to be applied, okay?
Oh, okay, okay. Let's see, I'm online here. Let me look and see what other plans we got then. It slows it down to what? What does it slow it down to?
Basically, that will be a 128 kilobyte per second. That is still actually a good speed, good for browsing. So in this plans that I'm currently am offering to you, this might not show up online since this is only being offered here in the, you know, loyalty department.
Right.
Some
yeah.
of this were already, you know, grandfathered.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So after this one, I'm going to check, because you mentioned regarding with the tablet that there has been an increase, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that for you.
Yeah. I don't know why. And I can't pull up the paper bill either because it's online. It doesn't, it's one of the reasons it's not pulling it up. That's what my password is for. Let me go find it here. So 10. Oh, the discount. That's what it was. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting a discount for it, and now I'm not getting a discount anymore, so.
Oh, I see. So that is the reason why there has been an increase with the tablet.
Yep.
So, all right. So, just any compensation also, sir, since you were not informed with that, I'm just going to provide you a $10 some credit for that going to take effect in your next month statement, okay?
Well, I appreciate that, but...
Right. And sir, just a quick recap in the plan that we changed you over. Once again, there will be no overages in this plan for the 12 gigabytes. And the total savings that you're going to have every month, that will be $25, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, so aside from this, would there be anything else for today?
That'd be it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling AT&T, and you do have a wonderful day, Michael.
Bye-bye. Okay, you too. Thanks. Bye.